everyone, and welcome to the How to Quest podcast. I'm Todd.
I'm Alex.
And I'm Nick.
Yep, we're back with our friend Nick.
Welcome back, sir.
Hello, good to be back.
How's it been?
Oh, you know, just almost gonna graduate with an engineering degree, so...
Hey, same.
Yeah. Yay, me not, no.
Yeah, well, it doesn't mean anything since I don't have a job yet, so... It's just a piece of paper
Don't have an engineering job yet.
It'll always be a piece of paper.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It will.
I'm getting all excited over here, but I'm thinking about it.
It's a piece of paper.
Hey, you paid tens of thousands of dollars for it. So, you know, it's whatever value you put on it.
Yeah.
It's how much it means to you.
It's just how, like, people act, like, when they buy, like, you could buy, like, ugly clothes, but if they cost a lot, you know.
Yeah, it's just, well, I paid hundreds of dollars.
So obviously a designer thinks it's good.
But we were just talking it before on the podcast. We're going to be doing D&D this summer.
That is correct.
Yeah, looking
Nick
forward
is
to
be
it.
Our DM.
We have a history of playing. We played Pathfinder for about a year plus that you guys played.
That was a campaign. I wish we had known about podcasting before we did that, and then we could have recorded that. So just at least so I could listen to it.
Let's do it over again.
Do you want to, like, record the summer sessions?
We could.
You could bring.
It's possible.
You could bring a microphone.
Just bring the mic and just hit record and let it play.
Idea.
Yeah, all right. Mm-hmm. Well, just that'll be the Boston Tracks podcast too. D&D Returns. That'll be what it's called.
But Todd, I think you were getting into that because we wanted to discuss what is everyone going to be playing possibly.
Oh yeah. Alex, you can go first. You said you had a few ideas.
I have a few ideas. Okay. Mm-hmm. So knowing me, I'm always leaning towards an elf rogue.
Yes.
You guys both know this by now.
The elf rogue and the dwarf cleric.
Toss the dwarf cleric. But I have a idea that I might go with for a orc barbarian named Martha, who's a compulsive nudist.
I see.
Yeah.
I like barbarians because they're always like, they shouldn't exist, is the feeling that I get about them in general. Just as a class.
Like, yeah. He's just crazy.
Yep.
And probably has an intelligence of about -7.
It's like, how do they even make it to this point in life?
Just by punching things.
Yeah.
If you're strong enough,
you just punch things.
Force your way through most of life.
It's true.
Yeah, so it's probably, I'm either bringing back a character that I had for like a day with when Todd was DM, which was Marth, which was a rogue assassin.
Oh, okay.
He was a pretty cool character, so I might bring him back or go with the compulsive nudist.
Either way.
It's the cool assassin or the compulsive nudist.
Gotcha.
I mean, or I could just blend the two together and have some weird
A nudist assassin.
A nudist assassin.
Sneaks into your bedroom naked at night and assassinates you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be a good campaign.
Yeah. What about you, Todd? What character are you leaning towards?
Well, I'm gonna be.
Is it a dwarf again?
Yeah, I'm always a dwarf.
Okay.
You know that.
Right.
Any
higher than 5 foot and you just don't need.
I immediately cut it out from my mind.
Yeah.
It's not taller or smaller than 5 feet. It doesn't pass the initial test.
Right.
But, I think I came up with the character Hooker T. Thunderbrew. His family, they ran the most successful brewery in all the land, and his father created the ultimate beer that was so good. I think it's called like the All Keg of Everclear or something like that. I wrote it down.
Continue.
And what was I saying? Oh. So, it's so good that when you drink it, it, like, gives you premonitions of the future. And his father made the very first one, and he gave it to me, our Hooker T. Thunderbrew, and he drank it, and he saw that he was going to cause his own father's death. And so then, I haven't fleshed it out, but then he goes through some, like, things that, of course, eventually lead to his father's death.
Right.
And so then he blames himself, and the brewery goes into disrepair because he's so grieved, and he decides to just, like, go out questing and, like, I don't know, try to, like, repair his name. And see. Do good by his dad and try as much beer as possible.
So is he, like, known throughout the dwarf community to be an asshole? Like, nobody likes him because he killed his dad?
Like, it wasn't, like, a purposeful thing.
No, no, no. It'd
be, like, an accident.
He said he's, like, trying to, like, rebuild his name so do people hate him?
They'd hate him because he ran the best brewery in the land into the ground by not running.
He's just known as a failed entrepreneur.
Like, where he's like, your dad ran a great company, but you just ran it into the ground.
So where my logic went askew is that I, for a moment, thought that dwarves cared about anything besides beer. That's where...
Yeah, yeah. That's your critical mistake.
I see.
That's why dwarf is my... I am a dwarf, basically. I'm only, like... I'm almost short enough to be a dwarf,
yeah,
so...
Yeah.
I think that's what draws me to them, probably.
I get that. That's very nice.
That and beer. Short and beer. Yeah.
Not sure. Not sure what my girlfriend's gonna play as, but it's probably a tiefling. She's been really liking tieflings every time she's
those
played.
Are really cool.
Yeah, she likes rogue class and she likes tieflings. So we'll see what ends up happening. No matter what the classes are, it's like it's only three people. I'll make it work out.
Yeah,
it'll be fun. A little easy. Probably like once a week quests. Probably thinking like Friday nights or something like that because I'll be working full time. So. Just be like, I'll drive you. I'll probably drive you guys up, or you guys can drive from the neighborhood over. I don't know. Are you guys? Where are you guys going to be living this summer? You guys
depends on whether or not I get a job. Gotcha. And where I get it, I guess, because I've applied to like all tons of places. I could be in like Washington. I actually have an interview May 1st for a place in Washington.
D.C. or state?
State.
Oh
wow!
The state of Washington, because I'd be rooming with Dylan Acaboni.
That would be an experience. That would be awesome.
Yeah, because his lease runs out in June.
Okay.
So his lease runs out in June, so he just decided I'm just going to up myself to the other coast.
Well, I've wanted to go to the other coast. I would go anyway.
Yeah.
It just like also happens to align with his lease running up. So he's like, oh yeah, if you move out here, then...
Wait, he's already there?
Up. Yeah.
Yeah, don't know. Yeah. He lives there
now. He's a job in Seattle,
oh,
right?
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I was confused.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And does accounting.
Right.
Fun stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so who knows? But we'll play it by ear. That's the way to figure.
Yeah. We'll play it by ear. We'll quest when we can.
Yeah.
And we'll record it if we can, too, because I think that would be cool. I've never, like, listened to D&D being played.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I've listened to a few D&D podcasts.
Oh, really?
They're pretty fun. That was, like, that's what inspired this podcast, is I was listening to D&D podcasts, and I thought, this is cool, because I like the story, and I like the wacky things that are going on. The only thing that's hampering it down is you have to go through all the, like, dice rolling.
Yeah.
And you gotta, like, listen to them.
Which is fun when you're playing.
Yeah, it's good, but not when you're just sitting there listening. So that's how I initially... thought of this podcast, because I was like, what if you just had D&D like type wackiness, but there was just no dice rolling and it was just straight adventure, basically.
Right. Yeah. No, I like the concept, you know. It's, I mean, the podcast has been fun. So one other question, just to go on from the whole topic of like playing the summer, have you guys thought about like if there's a theme you guys want to do?
Oh, I don't know.
Just like
themes are my forte. I come
they
up
are.
With great themes. Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't you forte it up? Like, have any ideas? Just throwing them out there, brainstorming.
Throw them out there. All right. Yeah. Sun. Sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
And moonlight.
Sunlight and moonlight.
Sewers. An underground city of sewer people.
Sewer people.
Who worship the moonlight and hate the sunlight.
Oh.
Boom.
All right, there you go. Mic drop.
Yeah.
Drop this actual mic that we're recording from.
It's just brand new. Just break it already.
If you hear an irritating buffeting noise, it's because the mic has been dropped.
If you don't, it's because we edited it out.
Right on. The power of technology.
Yeah. But speaking of themes, we got the theme for this episode, which is... cursed books once again, I guess. So that's because you're here.
Yep.
Cursed books, so, part 2.
I'm the cursed books guy.
All right. Looks like maybe Hobnob will be coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Probably won't be good for Bustang and Finkelstein.
I mean, Hobnob's a pretty upstanding guy.
He's a librarian wizard.
He
did say he was going to take their souls, though, if they didn't return.
He had a name tag and everything.
It's true.
Well, fair. That just gives him more right to steal their souls, basically.
That's true. It's pretty powerful.
But, I guess we might as well just get into it, speaking of which.
Let's take a listen in.
All right. Finkelstein, you mind getting some more wood? This fire is really getting down there.
I have to stand up. It's fine. You know, I'll stand up. I'll move. I'll grab some wood. I'll carry it all the way. I'll get it.
All right. That's good. Wait. Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, I think the mirror is on again.
Oh.
You just left it propped up against the cave, which is probably. Well, I guess it's already broken.
No, it's not. It's not broken.
We don't
it's
even know
in
this
perfect
is
condition. It might be, but we weren't the ones to break it. It was broken when we got it.
Oh, that's citizens of Roadbed. Yes, sorry, I misspoke. You gave us this broken mirror, and we've had to lug it around this whole time. We don't even know if it's working, so that's on you.
But we are experts, so it's a minor inconvenience. That's all.
Yeah, that's really all it is. Just a minor inconvenience. But I guess. If you can hear us, welcome, citizens of Roadbed. We're just resting in a cave right now after we've went through the woods. I think we're still in the woods, really.
Yeah, it's just a cave in the woods.
But, yeah, it's raining out a bit, so we found this nice cave.
Well, it's not that nice of a cave.
It's, I guess, true. I'd rate it 5 out of 10. This is a 5 out of 10
cave. It's an average cave.
It's got good acoustics. It's got enough room for me to stretch my legs out. That's a good cave,
But you still just rated a 5.
Well, yeah, it could be. You know, what if there's like there could be crystal stuff hanging from the ceiling? You know, it lacks. It's just a cave. You know, it could be like a cave.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, exactly. But
all in all, it's a pretty nice cave.
Yeah. So it's fine to rest in. We chose well. We are not novice at this point when it comes to questing.
Not novice cave resters.
Oh no.
I told him that I was like, I'm gonna make a deal with him, and he just shot me right down. I was back at the library and back in Shabadoo, and then
do you hear that?
Hello? I think I recognize the voice.
Oh, wait, I see a light over there in the cave. There's a hold on, I'm going to hang up, buddy. Okay. Hello?
Hello? Who's there?
Oh, it's you two. It's...
Hobnob?
Yeah. Oh, from Shabadoo, remember me?
Hey.
Hey,
Hobnob. Hey.
Yeah, the librarian wizard, yeah.
Our good friend Hobnob. How's it going?
Oh, you know, pretty good. I was on my way to get my dry cleaning, actually.
In the cave?
Yeah. Where do you guys get your dry cleaning done?
If you hang up clothes in the rain, they're not going to get dry. So
exactly.
That's why you hang them up in a cave.
Yeah. All the wizards come here for the dry cleaning. You didn't know that?
Oh, that's why this cave is so roomy. Because they need to hang all their clothes.
Yeah, it's just right here behind this fake wall. I'm just going to take down this cave painting here and just... Right behind
it. Oh, I was wondering why that giant painting was there.
Yeah, the cave painting's not just for cave atmosphere, which, I mean, I heard you guys talking. You really don't like the atmosphere. I'm going to talk with the wizards about that, because I've been complaining. But, yeah, back behind us, the dry cleaners. This is, this is my ogre friend, Morty. He does the dry cleaning.
Oh, hey, Morty.
Hello, Morty.
Yeah, what's up, guys? I heard you guys talking about there. I just wanted to say, if you don't like my cave, you can get the hell out! You can get the hell out of my cave!
It's a great cave. It's a great cave. All right, maybe I misspoke. It's probably more of a 7 out of 10 cave. It's a great cave.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that's...
That's more like what I thought you said.
Yeah, because it had the painting there, which I thought
was cool. It just threw both of us off.
Yeah, okay, I just want you to know that my little two-headed niece made that painting.
It's a very nice painting.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it was a very nice... the thing was, I couldn't tell if it was just supposed to be sticks. It was just a bunch of lines. So I thought it was a fire, like somebody was starting a fire with sticks. That's what I got out of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah, real interpretive, real nice. Anyway, you guys here to get some dry cleaning done, or are you gonna, like, just waste more of my time and insult my niece? Is that what you're here for?
Yes. Well, Finkelstein.
Alright, that's it, get the hell out. Okay, guys, why don't we just defuse the situation? Just step out of the cave, guys, I'm gonna get my dry cleaning done, and then I can meet back up with you outside. Things are gonna get nasty in here.
Alright, fair enough.
Alright, Morty, they're leaving, alright? Alright.
Yeah, let's just go hang out with Four Face outside the cave, I guess.
You're lucky you got us out of that one.
I got us into the cave, and you got us out.
You're welcome. Did you want to stay in there?
Well, now we're in the rain.
What if his two-headed niece came out of nowhere? That would be scary.
Well, I guess, oh, that's what it was. It was a stick figure with two heads. I thought the heads were the flames coming out of the fire, but that makes a lot more sense. It was a self-portrait.
I definitely do not want to go back in that cave.
No, yeah, it's fine. We don't have to go back. It's all good.
So, did Hobnob take our souls, by the way?
I don't know. I don't know if we should bring up the book. Maybe he forgot about it.
Okay. What's up, guys?
Oh, hey. Hi. What's up?
How's that book been working out for you?
Oh, shit. It's
been working well. Beautifully.
Yeah, it's been working great. I've learned a lot about the Shredders. We learned somewhat the hard way as well that they use... They use slicers. They may be shredders, but they actually slice the cheese with pizza slicers.
Wow, advanced stuff. Yeah, wow, that's really impressive, that thing.
Thank you, I am...
He learned it all by himself.
I'm a well-learned explorer.
He's very literate.
I can read one page every 3 days.
Wow.
That is my reading speed, and... Finkelstein.
I'm just here for moral support.
You know, that's like, okay, I'm gonna be honest with you, that's really impressive. How do you read that much? That's ridiculous.
Well, first, I see the letter on the page, mm-hmm. and then I have to think about what it really means, what it's trying to say. Mm-hmm. And usually I'll be hanging out with Finkelstein, and I say, I gotta think about this letter. Sit behind a tree. You know, eat an apple, and then usually it takes a couple hours, and then I figure it out, and I go back, and I start on the next letter.
Okay, that works for me, and then I get stuck. What does the letter E mean?
Well, E
is one of the most complicated letters.
Yeah, E is very very complicated because it's like an O, but they took part of the complete circle and they bent it towards the other side, so mm-hmm. it's kind of like an O.
Mm-hmm. That's why I've never been able to use lightning magic, and never figure out the E.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there's no E in the word lightning, but somehow you still need it.
But it's still connected?
Yeah, it's connected. Oh. It's magic.
Are connected. It's the alphabet.
Yeah.
It's magical.
It's magic.
The alphabet is just magic.
Well, I can't do soap magic, so, you know, I do what I can.
That's fair.
Yeah, I learned about the magical letters back in a roadbed on Sesame Street. There was a guy, he would always come out, only at night, and he would come down, and he would just throw himself in a trash can and yell at everybody that was walking by, and just screaming the letters and what they mean to people.
I was always scared of Sesame Street.
In roadbed learned the alphabet, was that guy, nobody really knew his name.
He's going by the screaming guy in the trash can.
He taught all of us the internet from his trash can.
Wow, that is... Sounds like quite a magical beast.
He was just a guy.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't... Nobody really, like, didn't want to interact with him because if you try to talk to him, he would just scream more letters at you.
Which could be bad or good. It depends on what you really want to learn.
It seems like it helped you out. So where are you guys headed anyway?
Well, we are right... Ow, hold on. Ah, I went to step over to the side. I stepped on a rock.
Oh, you gotta watch out for that.
Yeah.
Only thing
it
worse.
Right, it went right through my soap. Now my soap is ruined.
Only thing worse than a the only thing worse than stepping on a rock is stepping on a Lego. So be happy it wasn't a Lego.
True. We don't have Legos in a roadbed. How'd you describe Legos?
I would describe them invented by gnomes. They're a modular building system to make gnome huts. That's usually what they're used for. If you step on one, though, it shatters every bone in your body, and it actually makes your soul cry out to die. They're powerful necromancy tools.
Well, I'm glad I didn't step on it, but I also wish all of the necromancers all the best who can find that.
Agreed.
Because they have been downtrodden upon enough in our society.
You know, you're right. It's about damn time we legalize it.
Yes, legalize necromancy, everyone.
It is
Let
indeed
us
a
not
fine
forget.
Art.
We all have fun here on our quest, but it is the necromancers who are suffering every day.
Truly, I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yes. But, yes, the book is fine. I think we lost the alchemy book. We couldn't find... Finkelstein, do you have it? You never even brought it up that if you had it or not. So
no,
I
may have eaten a few pages and then lost it.
Oh.
I found pieces of it back in the woods, guys. So, I mean, like, that's... I wasn't actually too surprised to see you guys. I figured if I found that, I wouldn't be too far from
I'm sorry, but I was in dire need of some fiber.
Well, I mean, like, it's an alchemy book. We expect you to use the pages as ingredients.
We ate a lot of ghost cheese, and it really got us congested.
Yeah.
So I took a page I'd already read, and I ate that. Because you really gotta get the juices flowing after the ghost cheese. All that dairy really comes back to haunt you, you know?
I see. It really does come back to haunt you. Powerful, powerful ghost magic. Yeah.
But, so how you're... It's kind of ironic that you walked through the rain to go to the dryers, or the dry cleaning, and you're getting your clothes done.
Well, I mean, it's no ordinary dry cleaning. I have a multi-universe traveler's robe that I was picking up. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I just pop in and out of the multiverse with this robe.
Well,
that's impressive.
Well, you don't think I just tend this universe's library, do you?
Well, that's true. You did bring us to the fourth dimension, so we know that that's there, at least. We've seen that.
Right. Dimensions of this universe. I'm talking about separate universes.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
That's a lot of dimensions.
Yeah, it's like at least, like, three.
Wow.
Yeah.
At least three?
At least three.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's more than one.
That's more than
it's
one.
It's true, there's
that
more than...
That blew my mind.
More than one universe. When we talk about the multiverse, we're thinking there could be as many as three. Yes.
That's astounding.
Right. One of the other multiverses is, like, kind of like this, or one of, it's like this universe, but then, like, if you were wearing, like, yellow sunglasses all the time.
So everybody is wearing yellow sunglasses?
No, it just looks like that. Like,
it looks like you are wearing yellow sunglasses.
Yeah, it's just like a yellow tint, and then you get used to it, and you kind of forget that you're in the other universe.
Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I always suspected that colors... Well, what defined the universe is honestly when I was when I was reading the pictures in the book.
Then the third one's just hell.
Oh, and the third one's hell.
Yeah, it's just straight up hell.
Oh,
well.
We have to journey there sometimes.
Yeah,
we
should definitely see that ourselves. I want to go to hell before I die.
Oh, you
want
to go to hell right now?
I mean, we can go to hell.
Yeah, well, I got the robe for it. That's just picked it up from the dry cleaner.
Wait, Finkelstein, look out!
What? Oh, yes!
Ow! It was a piece of the shih tzu. It almost hit you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow, that must have been minor inconvenience. Glad it didn't hit you.
Hold on, Mike.
Oh, wait.
I'm caught in a prickly bush.
Oh, jeez.
Gosh, when you...
let me help you out of that.
All right, let's see if we can get you out.
This is my favorite shirt, and it's ripping.
Annoying. Hold on, let me get you. Oh, God damn it, now I'm stuck. Gosh darn it.
Oh, well, you know what's going to help you get out of that? Let's just teleport to hell. Come on, just grab my hands, guys.
Okay. Let's just do that.
Here we are.
Oh, this is much better.
Yeah, there's no...
Yeah, alright, there's no prickers anymore.
No pricker bushes in hell, go figure.
They really dropped the ball on that one.
Yeah, you'd think of all the things.
But it's definitely hot in here. I'll definitely say that. It's definitely hot.
It is quite warm.
Yeah.
It's not like scalding, but you know, it's like if I were here for a little too long, I'd definitely start, you know, building up a sweat. Most definitely.
Yeah, especially when you gotta, you know, like sort papers for the rest of eternity. Alphabetically.
Is that what some of the jobs are here in hell?
It's actually my job. I'm a librarian.
Oh.
That is true.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah. So, you're a librarian in hell, but would you describe it as hell as well?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is hell in hell.
That does tend to make sense.
Yeah, it's just,
I guess that checks out.
I mean, it's like it's not bad if that's what you're asking. It's just it is hell.
Yeah, I mean, it is hell. That's just what hell is.
Yeah.
Hell is hell. I mean, I can see that. There's books. There's plenty of books here in hell.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, we teleport into the library. It's usually where I go straight to. Yeah, but, just watch out, because there are actually Legos in hell. So, just be careful. Watch your...
You should have seen that one coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one they got. They hit that right in the head by dropping Legos everywhere.
Yeah, it's pretty much like they had, like, little toddler gnomes running around, just kind of spraying toys everywhere. We get a broken ankle. In the library alone, broken ankle at least, like, twice a day.
Twice a day?
Yeah.
Like, per person?
Yeah. Like, no, like, yeah, per person.
Per person, every day you break your ankle.
You break both ankles.
Yeah.
Every day.
Some people...
And then you just crawl back to bed?
Yeah, some people break one ankle twice, though, so you could get lucky. Because then at least you got one good leg, and that's...
And then you can just hobble around on that good one.
Yeah, until you... One guy hit a roller skate and died, and then we don't know what happens if you die in hell, but he died.
Dying in hell, that sounds...
Just be careful if you're hopping around on one leg. Just watch out for, like, the roller skates or another Lego. You could explode if you hit another Lego and hop directly onto it.
Oh, that's just, like, it's instant death. Not only have you lost basically all the bones in your body...
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised you can even hop. How is it, like, instant? You, like, step on it, and it's just, like, all of a sudden you're crumpled bones?
Yeah, and you lose the will to live, and you just kind of... It's devastating. Oh, yeah. here comes Gelatinous Jim. He lost all the bones in his body.
Oh, hey.
He's really slithering around.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys.
How's it going? Well, you know what? It's not every day you get to go to hell and see this.
That is true.
Guys, what you talking about over there?
I was just wondering, so you stepped on a Lego? Is that how you became gelatinous?
No, mind your own business. I didn't step on no...
I'm sorry.
Sir.
It's fine. It's fine.
Let's just reword it. Why do you look like a puddle?
Oh! It's genetic. It's a glandular problem. What are you guys talking about?
See, you just have to ask nicely.
Good idea, Finkelstein.
I'm a people person from back on the other plane of existence.
Yeah, we're new to hell. This is our first time here.
Oh, well, welcome to hell. Watch out for Legos.
All right, well, that's definitely good advice. Or,
Yeah, guys, I think we should probably just kind of move on. He starts getting kind of touchy when he starts talking about the Legos.
Yeah, his bones are broken, but his eyes work fine, and they are tearing up.
Yeah. I don't even know his bones are broken. Does he even have any bones?
He's got soulless little eyes, and he's done for. Once you step on a Lego, it's all over. All
right, well, let's tread carefully as we go forward here through hell. But where should we go anyway? We're in the library.
Well, I think, space and time work differently in hell, obviously, so where were you guys trying to get to? I could probably find it wherever it is in reality, I guess, in your universe.
See, the yellow canaries flying through the sky told us a little while ago, I think, they were last seen in the west. The Shredders were last seen in the west of Deodar, so... We should definitely be headed there, because we were not there, for sure. We were definitely east center.
If you need to get to the west, that would mean that you'd have to go to the west in hell,
And if you go to the Wiestenhall from the library,
we can't just snap back to normal.
We have to just walk through hell.
You gotta find the spot in hell that matches up to where you want to go.
Oh, but it's like going through hell faster?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it depends on where you're going. But if you're gonna go to the west, then I would say it'd probably be faster.
Oh, okay.
Alright, well then I guess...
we can journey through
let's
hell.
Let's definitely head to the west.
Just one thing, guys. If we're gonna go through hell to the west, we have to head through the motor vehicle department.
Oh, the motor vehicle department.
Yeah, the DMV. Yeah, you gotta head through the DMV to get to the west in hell. Is that okay with you guys? My magic is utterly useless in
the department of motor vehicles. I mean, it's probably something we could conquer. We've been through worse.
Yes, we've been through worse. We avoided a family plan in the fourth dimension.
That is true.
We survived the rock turtle. I think we're ready. I think we're ready for the DMV.
Alright, guys. I just want to warn you. I can't use magic because they're government state workers. You can't use magic on them. So,
okay. Well, then we'll just turn to our persuasive negotiation skills.
As long as you guys are confident, I will join you on your quest. I just can't aid you with my powerful magics. Then off we go.
Off we go.
Alright. Well, oh, wait, here. I think that's a Lego right over there, actually.
No, oh, I almost stepped on that one.
But you know what a Lego would be useful for? If we brought it back to Deodar, we could trick a Shredder into stepping on it and break all of its bones. So, yeah, I'm just going to pick it up and put it in my pocket.
It is a valiant weapon.
I'm going to pocket this, yes. This is a weapon. Well, you don't even have a weapon. Here, do you want this?
Oh, no, I'll take that.
Yeah, you take that. That's
yours. Is this safe to carry?
Let me inspect that. You've got... Oh, man, that's a 4-bump brick. That is nasty. That's almost as bad as the only one more powerful than that is the 1-bump brick.
The 1-bump brick.
It is legendary.
Well... Maybe we should try to find the one... Let's keep an eye out for the 1-bump brick. Is it... Will we just find it? Or is it actually, like, hidden somewhere?
It's a something Lego so small, it's said to be almost not visible to the human eye. But upon stepping upon it, you would explode into a million pieces.
I don't want to explode.
I don't want to explode, but we can't... If we can't see it, then we can't... We can't, like, find it and pick it up. So...
Just be warned, if you were to step on it, you would not just explode. You would explode into tiny little fragments of your own soul that would all be tortured in their own separate version of hell.
Oh, wow. That is,
That's a lot to comprehend.
Yeah, it's magical as hell.
Well, I'm really not a fan of hell right now, honestly. But, we just... If we can just get through it, it's just one tiny brick, we'll probably never step on it. Let's just go and then get out of here as soon as possible.
Okay.
But I think that's the DMV ahead.
It is the DMV ahead. You can tell by the lack of all hope.
Yes, it does say lack of all hope in the front of the building.
Absolutely. It's a big sign.
Right there on the sign, yeah. Abandoned hope, yeah. It's a pretty bad place. But, I mean, like, you know, sometimes you can catch it just right where, like, if it's, like, early in the morning or something. I don't know what time it is in hell. I don't have a hell clock. But, like, if we, you know, catch it just at the right time, the line might not... Oh, that's the line out the door.
Oh.
Oh, it's out the door?
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right, well...
Well, it looks like you guys got to put those persuasive negotiation skills to use.
Yes.
All right, Finkelstein, that's all you.
This is all me.
You sued the gelatinous gym, so you've time to prove yourself once again.
Okay. See, there's a rather large thing at the back of the line. I'm not sure what that is. What is that?
It's like an eyeball. It's just standing on its. It's like an eyeball with hands. It's just standing on its hands. That's. I mean, if you want to try to convince that to do literally anything, I don't even know if it has ears.
Oh, that's going to be interesting. We could try.
The first one will be easy. Hey, Mom, can we cut ahead of you in line?
Yeah, you can cut ahead of me in line.
Well, thanks, Mom.
Oh,
Mom.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, she
where I get all my good looks from.
I see the resemblance.
What are you guys looking at me for? This? Okay. Anyway, let's try to get on.
Yeah.
Alright, well, we've got the eyeball guy next, so he's up. You're up, Finkelstein.
Alright, I don't know what to do.
Just poke his eye.
Poke his eye? Why would I poke his eye? His entire body's an eye.
To get his attention.
Why are there so many eye people? I don't even know if it's a person. Can I call them eye people, or is that offensive?
I mean, it's kind of what they are, isn't it? So, I mean, I how can it really be offensive? You're just kind of describing they are eye, well, people, I guess. They have hands. I don't know,
excuse me, eye person.
He just turned around. Now he's looking at us. Does that mean anything?
I don't know if you can say anything.
I don't know if he can even hear us.
I can't.
Oh, hello there, gentlemen. May I help you?
Oh, yes, hello, eyeball person. That is what you are, right?
Is there a name that we can refer to you by?
This is our fraternity. We're new to hell.
Oh, my name is George.
Oh.
George, okay.
Okay, well, George, we are on a dire quest with, time is of the essence, and we must get through this DMV so we can find a group of marauding shredders that are destroying all the cheese in the land.
Destroying all the cheese, you say?
Yes.
I myself am a cheese enthusiast. If you need to cut me, then by all means, get ahead of me in line.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Farewell on your quest. You are now number 6,387.
That's progress.
All right, well, I don't even know. Are you sure you can't use any magic to get us up there? Because this is...
No, but I mean, like...
a lot of convincing people to let us cut.
If you guys want, you could just kill them all.
That's a lot of people. Okay.
I don't know if I just feel comfortable murdering a ton of people.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's in hell. I mean, it's not even your...
I don't know if we can take that many people.
Well, are they just gonna... Did they just come back here? Is that... Like, what happens if I want to kill them?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess they just come back.
You don't sound too sure, but...
No, yeah, they come back. They totally do.
Alright, alright, Finkelstein. You've got a Lego. I've got a soap sword. Most of them are just eyes, so honestly, they shouldn't be too hard to deal with. You can just poke them.
Well, based on your soap from the fourth dimension, maybe your soap will amplify the blast of the Lego. And we can just wipe them all out in one go.
Ooh, that's true. All right. Here's the plan. Put the Lego on the soap. Ready?
Okay, ready.
Ready?
Okay, I guess you just throw it and hope for the best.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, shit!
God!
Oh, my...
That is disgusting.
Oh, my God! That is... I did not mean for that to happen. You said they're coming back, right?
Well, we gotta move, people. Let's go.
Next.
Oh, all right. Well, hold on. Let me just...
Next.
There's a lot of there, guts here.
Okay, just step over there.
Oh, goddammit.
I got some on my shirt.
Ow, I slipped. I slipped on all these eyeballs.
Let me help you out. Get out.
Thanks. All right. This is not our day.
No.
But, yes,
hello. Excuse me. Yeah, so sorry. Just stopping by. Can I, I was hoping I could, I could get my license for my Doomsday Machine.
Do you have the proper paperwork?
Yeah, right here. Just gonna get the... Yeah, thank you so much. Fools! You have brought me exactly where I've needed! Now, with my Doomsday Vehicle license, I will be able to take over the world!
What are you saying, Hobnob?
I am actually Vexnar! Master of Minor Inconveniences!
You feed! That's who's been causing all these minor inconveniences! That's why when we first met you, everything was going wrong. I was just... everything's making sense now, but also damn you!
And now my hair is standing up and it won't go down!
Foolish mortals, may your souls step on 1,000 Legos! I disperse Legos across this DMV!
No!
And
Finkelstein!
I'm trapped in this corner!
Don't move!
Nothing can defeat my horde of endless inconveniences. You will never be able to get back to the mortal world without being at least severely inconvenienced. With that, I will teleport out of here to cause havoc in my doomsday vehicle.
Damn it, I will stop you.
Soap!
Soap sword!
It's weakening me!
Got him!
It is weakening me! There is nothing inconvenient about this soap!
Yes! The one thing of true convenience! Soap! Whenever you are dirty, it is there!
It will cleanse everything!
Oh, but it is so slippery that you might drop it and that would be minutely inconvenient!
No! He has destroyed the power of my soap! The soap sword has melted in his grasp!
I will make all of your soap so slippery you will never be able to hold on to it again!
No! Oh!
You stag!
No, no, I just fell back!
You stag!
Oh, no! I fell... Finkelstein.
Yes, be a stag!
I landed on a Lego.
Don't move.
I think it is multiple.
Don't. It'll be fine.
There's no piecing him back together. Once you've stepped on a Lego, you're a goner.
Well, I'm trapped in this corner, so get up and get me out of here.
Just
hurry up and stop dying and get up.
I'm kind of just a puddle right now.
Well, what do you expect me to do about that?
I don't know. I can't do anything.
Hey, guys.
Hello?
It's me, Jim.
Jim!
Oh, Jim!
I see you stepped on a Lego like me.
Vexna has also tricked you out of hell?
No, I just had to go to the DMV.
Oh.
Oh, well, I'm glad you survived.
Well, I hope you didn't mind all the extremities outside.
Oh, I thought that the gelatinous puddle of gore was the next guy in line.
That very well could have been.
Kind of looked like my dad. He stepped on a Lego.
Well,
that seems to happen a lot.
Well, Jim, it looks like you and I are the same. I have the same genetic disorder.
Yeah, I meant to talk to you about that. The truth of it is, I don't have a genetic disorder. I just stepped on a Lego.
Oh, I couldn't tell. You looked great.
Thanks. You're really nice.
Yeah, but...
You both look horrible.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I guess if I look like Jim, I don't have a mirror. But,
You gotta be honest with yourselves. That's how we get out of here.
Well, hold on. Can you just bring me back to the cave? Maybe that,
All right. I'm gonna...
Maybe the dry cleaning. All right,
I'm gonna tiptoe over there. I'm gonna scoop you both up. Let me scoop Jim up over this shoulder.
I feel safe in your
arms. You stand it up over this one. Okay.
Oh my gosh, I'm just a wet rag right now.
You have no idea how weird this feels.
You don't know what parts of my body you're even touching right now.
You're huddling all over my body.
I'm going to save you the trouble.
Let's just get back to the cave. Let's try to avoid all the Legos. Nice and easy. Don't you dare slip out of my hands.
Alright, well... Don't worry, I'm not covered in soap anymore. I lost it all. It slipped out of my grasp. Finkelstein, I can see because it's on your back and my eyes have rolled over to your backside. The mirror is starting to turn off. So just gonna... That's fine, because it's best if they not hear me like this. So, let's just... You go, just don't piss anybody off, alright? Don't worry, Finkelstein won't piss anybody off. While we're here, as citizens of Rodbed.
I am the master of conversation.
Yes, and if you don't, well, we could try blowing them up with soap again, but let's save that as a last resort.
Agreed. And you could always lay yourself down as a trap so shredders can slip on you.
That's true, but we have a lot of options. Yes. But... Alright, citizens of Rodbed, we'll try to piece everything back together, but we'll hopefully see you soon and I won't be a puddle anymore.
Until then.
Goodbye.